Welcome to another episode of Crawfordsville Connection, the City of Crawfordsville's weekly podcast that comes out every Monday morning. I'm your host, Abigail Campbell, and I am joined in the studio with Mayor Todd Barton every week to keep our community up to date on current events and city workings and to hear from community members on a variety of topics. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you enjoy the show. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Crawfordsville Connection. I'm your host, Abigail Campbell, and today we are joined in the studio by Allison Huneman and John Douglas. Allison is the new general manager for CELMP, and John is the new assistant general manager for CELMP. We are also in the studio with Mayor Todd Barton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And before we get started, we're talking with Allison and John today just about their new positions with CELMP, and also really just what's happening, what's going on over there right now. So, but before we get started, I did want to remind everybody that today, actually,
9 a.m.
today at 9 a.m., Mayor Barton will be at the Joshua Cup in downtown Crawfordsville for his monthly community forum. If you are interested in coming out, grabbing a coffee, chatting with the mayor.
Anything on your mind? Let
me
know.
Yeah. And as I said last week, he is a great listener. He will listen listen to all your problems.
Right. And if you're getting this too late, we know you might be getting this too late. There's always next month.
Yes, so there's one.
Send me an email or something.
Yeah. Yeah. There are many ways to get a hold of him. I know you make a conscious effort to be available to everyone. So, all right. Well, John, Allison, thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
Good morning. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
How are we doing?
Good.
Getting
good
through the winter.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. So let's get started. Allison, do you want to go first and just introduce yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So I'm Allison Huneman. Before my role now as general manager at CELMP, I was the controller full-time for about a year and a half. And then before that, contracted out through Baker Tilly, an accounting firm that I worked for since I graduated college. And so I've had some good experience at CELMP, but my background is in accounting. I'm a CPA, certified public accountant, went to Franklin College and got my degree in accounting and finance there. And I am a native Hoosier from Northern Indiana. That's a little bit myself.
So tell me, for those that might not know, and I'm not super familiar, what's a controller?
Yeah, so a controller is in charge of all financial aspects, basically, of wherever you are. So you at the city, you have Terry as a clerk treasurer. So mm-hmm. our equivalent basically is the controller.
Okay.
In charge of, you know, budgets, reconciliations, any kind of financial module that we have over there is what the controller does.
Awesome. And what made you want to pick CELP? What brought you to Crawfordsville?
Yeah. So I have a couple of Crawfordsville ties. My grandparents lived here for a couple years, and I actually grew up going to the Strawberry Festival. So aww, it was kind of interesting when through my old employer, when I got to kind of come do some work here, I was like, wow, this is kind of full circle. Mm-hmm. And then as I started to get to know the folks at Crawfordsville, it really is just a big family, and everyone is so nice and welcoming. After I had my daughter in 2021, Phil and I kind of got to talking. I was like, I think I'm ready to make the full-time switch and focus on, you know, one entity at a time, as to where before I was kind of all over the state in different cities and towns and utilities. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
The Strawberry Festival comes through again.
I know. Yeah. Another time, another win.
Yep.
All right, John, do you want to kick it off?
Sure, sure. I'm a Crawfordsville native, so I've been to plenty of Strawberry Festivals. But I actually came to work at CELMP to do telecom. As you know, we had a telecom company back in 06, 07. So that's what brought me to CELMP. When that wound down, for some reason, Phil saw some value in me, kept me around to kind of supervise all of our customer-facing departments. We also established a key account program to take care of our key accounts. They are crucial to the utility. So besides kind of still dabbling in telecom, I kind of moved into the customer service role at CELMP. Last few years, I've worked a lot with the mayor and his team on economic development. You know, when we try to recruit folks in, They may not be big gas users. They may not be big water or wastewater users, but everybody needs power. So our seat at the table is fairly important. So we've tried to put our best foot forward. Phil entrusted a lot of that to me. It's actually been a great pleasure working with the mayor and Cheryl and the rest of the team, Brandy. But that was kind of my role there. We had an assistant GM in place up till about 2019. When that person left, some of those duties kind of came over to me, special projects. I really worked closely with Phil over the last 3 or 4 years. So in a lot of ways, I've kind of been doing some of the things that I'm going to continue to do for Allison. I'm still going to try to take care of our key customers. Still, you know, obviously going to work with Mayor and his team on ED issues. But I suspect we've actually got a person who's going to move into the customer service director role. So I'll be working on transitioning some of those duties over to them. But a lot of it will be the same as I've been doing. So
yeah, so this is just more official.
I guess you could put it that way. Title change.
Title change. Just a little restructuring, right, Mayor?
A lot of changes this year.
Yeah, I know.
Restructuring everywhere.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Allison, I know that Phil has really been kind of helping you get ready for this role for a while now. When did you actually start full time as general manager, and what has that transition been like?
So I guess officially I was sworn in January 6th at 3:30 p.m.
Yes.
Which is January 6th, 2023, also known as Feel Good Day.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. We had a proclamation that day.
Yes. So that was the official date. The board actually made the decision at the end of July at our USB board meeting. So we actually had 6 months almost of transition time. And it's been great. We are very lucky to have had that much time, kind of for Phil to, you know, get me involved in whatever he was involved in and make sure I knew what was going on. But then to have him kind of slowly transition away a little bit really helped John and myself, you know, figure out what else did we need to learn? What else did we need to know? And knowing that we could always, you know, call on Phil too if we had questions. But I think that was very beneficial, and you don't always get that in a transition. So we are definitely thankful for the amount of time that we had.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, general manager can mean a lot of things. So what exactly would you say, if you could have like an elevator pitch for what general manager is for CELMP, what would you say that is? Like if a listener didn't know, I mean.
Yeah, so as a general manager, you're responsible for the overall supervision and leadership of the utility. You know, you're involved in recommending and implementing policies, and we are governed by the Utility Service Board, which is a 5-member board. So I directly report to them, kind of the liaison between the utility and the board. Other things would be just representing the utility to the public. Obviously, that's every employee's responsibility, really. But as general manager, you are kind of the face of the utility. And then community involvement is another big piece, you know, whether it's local through community council, doing any kind of sponsorships, and then through IMPA, which is the Indiana Municipal Power Agency, who we purchase our power from, just being involved on the Board of Commissioners there and kind of being able to gather information to bring back to benefit the community in itself.
Awesome.
And I'll just add, it's confusing to people sometimes because they think of the utility as the city, which the city owns it, but it's its own entity,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And a utility has to stand on its own financially. And so everything is geared that way. And I think the utility board confuses people. And the reason that's there is, you know, decades ago, they saw the wisdom of creating this separate governing body, the city council and mayor at the time, create this other body to oversee that operation because it's so large and complex. If we tried to do it, let's say the council and the mayor oversee that electric utility, we wouldn't do it justice because it's really a full-time focus just on that piece. There's so much involved there. We have a really good utility service board. So, you know, it's in good hands and they're focused solely on that electric utility.
Yeah. So we have 43 employees at CLMP all working to make the utility what it is. And it takes that many people to run all the different sides of the utility and the operation. We have about a little over 10,000 customers, 10,000 meters.
approximately $40 million budget every year. So we handle a lot of money. A lot of it comes in and then goes right back out. But we do, like the mayor said, it's a lot of moving parts there. A lot at stake, frankly, and a lot of money. So
yeah, we have like $40 million in revenue about each year, and then try to have less than that in expenses. But purchase power is our largest expense, and that's 70% of our budget. So that's a $28 million line item in itself.
I do want to talk a little bit about what it has been like for you two working together and transitioning together as a team. You know, what those accomplishments look like, what you're hoping to accomplish together as a team, what the transition looked like, all of that.
Okay. Yeah, we have a laundry list quite long of things that we want to accomplish. Yeah. I think when you get into a new role, you have that. You're making goals and kind of looking to the future as to what mark you want to put on the utility. So we definitely have a long list. Reviewing policies for updates. You know, we're going to go through an employee manual review and make sure that we're up to date with, you know, what's happening in the current state. We've got multiple capital projects that we haven't been able to really get to in the past. And now that we are financially stable, it's something that we're going to dive into pretty heavy in the first couple of years. And then also focusing kind of on some long-term planning, not just seeing, you know, what are we doing for 2023, but beyond, because with these capital projects that we have, they cost a lot of money. And so we want to make sure that we put ourselves in a position to not just be able to afford them this year, but in the long run as well. And I'm sure John probably has a couple of other items.
Sure. Well, a big part of the capital expenditure is a new substation. We've got the property for that. You've probably heard Phil talk about that. I know that was something he really wanted to get that done before he retired. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't have the financial wherewithal to get it done. Alice and I have pretty much made a commitment that we're going to see that project through. That's probably the big one for us. We have some transmission. We own some of our transmission here in town, so we have some upgrades to it as well. Those are, you know, expensive items to replace, but you know, when they get to be assets get to be 40 years old, it's time to replace them. And so we have a plan to do that. I think, you know, we're going to look it out, like Allison said, at policy, some branding, I think some rebranding, which is, you know, it's nice to do a refresh.
I love that. You guys,
we stole it from you guys. So we're just copycat.
That's fine.
But yeah, and you know, and continue to try and stay up with the times. The energy industry is just changes every day, and even more so in the last decade. So it takes a lot. IMPA is great at kind of taking care of a lot of that for us. But we obviously have to pay attention to where the industry's at, how it affects us. Like Allison said, how it affects us long term. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to plan for next year, but the next decade is important. And a lot of things you don't know, but you certainly have to be able to move left, move right as you need to. So as she said, we've got a long laundry list of items that we'd like to tackle over the next, let's see, how long am I going to be here?
How long are you going to be here?
I don't know. That's
as long as I'm here.
That's a moving question. Okay, that could be a deal right there.
I think they've raised some good points, because, you know, I look around the state and I see what happens, but you know, they're talking about these capital improvements, and reliability is so important, you know, to industries and all the customers, everybody in Crawfordsville. When you flip the switch, you want power, and you don't get there unless you're investing in your infrastructure and your capital items. And I see, I'll be honest, see a lot of communities that'll take profit from the electric utility to support other things in city government or in the community. And we don't do that here. We keep it very separate. And if there's profit there, it goes back in the system, you know, to improve the infrastructure. So we've done a nice job. Phil did a nice job. You guys are going to do a nice job of making sure we have that. And it's reflected by our reliability. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very robust system.
Yeah.
And it needs to be.
Well, and then my last question was what the future of CELMP looks like. But you guys kind of already talked about that a little bit. But do you want to talk more about, I mean, I have on here, you know, solar parks, electric car charging stations, the new website. I mean, you guys talked a little bit about branding for CELMP. I mean, those are all very exciting things. I love the website. I think it looks great.
Awesome. We're
in the middle of really updating our website, or we're getting ready to do that. And I always look at yours and I'm like, I just want ours to look like that. It looks so good. But yeah, you guys have a lot going on. I mean, do you want to talk a little bit about, I know solar is kind of one of those hot ticket items that people love to talk about. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. And I should, you know, kind of clarify that the solar does not belong to us. Mm-hmm. It kind of belongs to us in the fact that we are owners of IMPA, mm-hmm. but they technically own the parks. So we simply purchase the power generated. The nice thing about their parks are that power is actually consumed within the community that the park lives. So yeah. It's flowing into homes. It's flowing into businesses here. We are almost maxed out on solar. We can probably build one more park, or IMPA could possibly build another park. We're kind of hoping to find some land west. We've actually been looking for some land on the west end of town. Logistically, that's where we'd like to see it. So there's a possibility there for a little more solar. Obviously, with the IIJA and the Inflation Reduction Act, there's all kinds of money being thrown at the electrification of vehicles.
Yeah.
Charging stations are a part of that. So as you know, we're actively involved in putting one in now. We're kind of in talks with some other utilities and NDOT about maybe expanding some of the sites that we are currently building. So that, you know, there's a possibility that the one site we've got could grow, have more dispensers, et cetera. Yeah. So that's definitely a place that, you know, utilities and we're going to provide power to a third party if they want to come in and build charging stations. So we're involved in that in one way or another. So that'll be a big part of the next few years, is that all that money gets spent. What else did we talk about, Allison?
Yeah, I can touch on the new website, and kind of the branding. I love our website.
I was going to say, this is more my wheelhouse, yeah. too, so let's chat. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great team working on that to make sure that it was exactly what we wanted, and it looks great. So we're kind of piggybacking off of that in terms of branding and just making sure everything else that we have in-house and kind of that's forward-facing to the community is kind of has the same look, the same feel, because we do love it. So why not transition
absolutely.
To that? So that's kind of something to look forward to in the future, and kind of like any other place probably will experience. We'll have a lot of change in terms of, you know, employees shifting and retirements in the future. Something that I know other industries, other utilities especially, there's a lot of longevity, which is great. It speaks well to, you know, CLMP as a whole and how great it is to work there. You know, we've got 50 year employee. Phil just retired with 45 years. We've got 35. I mean, a ton of people, and that's great. But we face a challenge in the future of, you know, how do we replace those people and still keep that institutional knowledge? And mm-hmm. and there's a lot of moving parts. We've been working on an org chart recently, and it looks great now, but we know it could be totally different in 5 yeah. years. So we're aware of that and kind of looking at different ways we can make sure we keep that institutional knowledge and pull all that knowledge out of everyone's brains and make sure that we're prepared for the future in that aspect as well.
Awesome. That is huge in the industry. Yep. It really is.
And I don't think that CELMP is alone in that.
Like, no,
not at all.
Saying, I think that's across the board.
What about the call center?
We opened the call center up when we lost the power plant. The power plant used to answer our phones after hours. We brought that in house when we closed the plant down. That has been, I was involved in it, so I think it's a success story. But I think that's been a huge benefit to the utility, huge benefit to the community. You know, live person answers the phone. You're not calling a call center. Our response time is, you know, heightened because of that. You know, we're typically on the job in 20 minutes. So it's been a great asset to the utility. Somebody's there 24/7, 365.
You can pay your bill. A real person answers the phone in the middle of the night.
Unheard of.
And you would be surprised. I was surprised at least at first at how many people pay their bill, you know, like 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. But you know, in this community, we have people working day and night.
Absolutely.
Someone who's working in a night shift gets off and wants to pay their utility bill, and they have that option to actually speak to someone, mm-hmm. especially if they have questions.
Yeah, having that real person there to control the system all the time, again, contributes to that reliability. But I know in my former life, and I'll never forget, you know, 2007, we had a major downtown fire, and CELMP, one person sitting down there could instantly turn off the power to the entire downtown for us and make it safe. With the click of a button, it was done, you know, and everybody was safe and we could do what we needed to do. You don't see that in most places, and that's phenomenal for that to happen here.
Yeah, that is.
Wow. Yeah, somebody we're was proud there, to ready to go,
do what we needed done, and it was over.
Yeah. All right. Well, if someone did want to get a hold of you guys, I know that we've talked about the website already. Give us that information, how they can get a hold of you guys, etc.
Yeah, so our direct line is 765-362-1900, and you can call that line. And if you want our extensions, mine is 8079, John's is 8062, or there's a company directory on there, so you can basically get a hold of anyone. You can also call that number as well to reach the comm center 24/7, like we talked about. And then all of our contact information is on the website, and that's clp.com.
Nice and simple. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on your new assumed roles. And thank you all for listening. And we will see you next week. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on this podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you aren't already, follow us on Facebook at City of Crawfordsville Official, on Twitter at City of Seaville, and on Instagram at City of Crawfordsville. We hope you have a wonderful day, and we hope you join us next week.